name. Is there children's church, Diana? Oh, yes. So there is children's church. So if you want to make your way up the aisles, then Miss Diana's headed that way. We'll let you get hooked up with her and head in that direction. If you got your Bibles this morning, let's go to the Old Testament, the book of Joshua. And Joshua, as the children, have any children in children's church, you can head that way. And that. So this is, obviously, as you're well aware of, the last Sunday of this year in 2021. We have much to be thankful for, and as we celebrate the Christmas season and the time of the year, and then with our families and getting together yesterday, and it's a very special time of the year. But I want to kind of flip, being the last worship service this year, and take a message from Joshua chapter 3, and I titled the message, Just New Beginnings, New Beginnings. And when you think about that, Faith Bible Institute is getting ready to start in January, and I believe you're starting in Genesis, correct? On New Beginnings, and you're going to start there in Genesis. What a great way to get started there in the book of Genesis. And, you know, we could take our focus today and go to Revelation. It talks about in Revelation chapter 20, 21, on a new heaven, a new earth, and all things new. And for some this year, they have a lot of things that have become new. And next Sunday morning on January the 2nd, we will highlight in the service those in 2021 that went on to heaven, and they've now are living with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. And I think we have 11 people that we're going to highlight next year on the screen this year, that on next Sunday, and just recognizing these families and that. And so it's going to be different going to church without them and thinking about life without them. But you know, things never remain the same. Life continues to move on. And so when you think about new beginnings, we think about the opportunity. We thank God for the opportunities we had in 2021. But we look forward to the opportunities that He presents to us in 2022. And I don't know about you, but always about after Christmas, I start getting my focus on what is coming this year. What are we going to do this year? And well, let me just share a couple of things with you. One is this year in 2022, our church will celebrate its 65th year and 65 years of ministry. So the first Sunday in June, we will have some special things going on that week and that weekend on that Saturday and Sunday. And we've invited one of our other staff members that used to be on staff here about 12 years, Bronson and Debbie Clemens. They'll be coming up from Jacksonville for that weekend. And John and Cassandra from their church will be coming to help in some music. And so we'll have, I think they got in the plan to do a golf tournament on that Saturday, and maybe a barbecue cookout that Saturday night, and that'll be the first weekend in June. So our church will celebrate 65 years of preaching the gospel and having a faithful ministry, both at the corner of Merriman and Van Born all those years, and now here at the corner of Cherry Hill and Sheldon. So God has been good all during those years. The first April the 1st, on the first Friday night in April, the Imperials will be with us here in a gospel concert. And Brother Ron will be getting out stuff that will be coming to you on that. We look forward to that in 2022. And then just to see how God unfolds the year with the blessings and that and what He has in store. A lot of things, you know, you look back. I always try to think, I don't know, I've always been kind of the person, the glass half full, not half empty. And yeah, you could look back in 2021 and you know, and all the issues along the way and that, but you know, I think we need to look at the positive side and move forward. Yes, we're moving forward in 2022 with some that was with us in 2021 that will no longer be here in 2022. And I don't know about you, but the older I get, the kind of more jealous I get of the fact that those that have gone on, my friend, we're getting a lot of people in heaven and something for you and I to look forward to, that one day it'll be our turn, and we look forward to that day, whenever that day. I'm really looking forward to the rapture. Maybe 2022 will be the year. Well, maybe if we make it that far, maybe it'll happen yet this week. But in Joshua chapter 3, when you look at the book of Joshua, this is always, I think, an area book, and under Joshua here, about new beginnings for the nation of Israel. And Moses has now passed off the scene. Joshua has taken command of the nation of Israel and assumes that command and that leadership role. Moses brought him to a certain point. Now Joshua is going to lead him on into the promised land. And so a lot of things you got to keep in mind where they've been during the last 40 years. They've been wandering in the wilderness and waiting till a generation of non-belief or unbelief passed away and that. Now they're ready to move into the promised land, ready to move into Canaan, the land that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, promised to them. And now Joshua is the commander-in-chief that is going to lead them in here. So let's begin reading in Joshua. Joshua chapter 3, and it's not very long here, but verse 1. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. And he and all the children of Israel, by the way, that's probably a good 2 million strong right there, lodged there before they passed over. So they're waiting to cross over into the promised land. It came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. How important is that verse right there? The Ark of the Covenant represents the presence and the Shekinah glory of God. And so important as they go into the promised land, they're to follow God, to keep their eyes focused on God, to follow the Ark of God. Now, I realize today we don't have an Ark of the Covenant today, but we still have the same God that led them into the promised land is leading you and I into 2022. And he said, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Go after God. Go after the Ark of the Covenant and follow that Ark into the promised land. Verse 4, yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that is the Ark of the Covenant, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. And I love these words right here. You might underline them in your Bible. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. You talk about a new opportunity. You talk about exciting times of going into the promised land. Here it is. They've never been there before. You and I have never been to 2022 before. We have no idea what 2022 is going to unfold. We do know this, whatever it is, to God be the glory, great things he hath done in 2022 will be a year of opportunity. And by faith, we move into a new year. But here, Israel, they looked at this. Said, you've never passed this way before. This is new territory, this new ground, this new opportunity. So in verse 5, Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant, pass over before the people. And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. You see a passing of the torch here from God to transferring that leadership role from Moses to Joshua, and the same promise that God will be with him as they embark upon this new endeavor. In verse 8, and thou shalt command the priest that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. And behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as they bare the Ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bare the Ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. Notice in verse 16 that the waters which came down from above stood and rose upon a heap very far from the city of Adam, that is called Zaratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, which failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bare the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. You know, many people know there was a dividing of the sea at the Red Sea when Moses split the sea, and they all went over on dry ground. But many here forget about here in Jordan, God did the same thing. As they were ready to go from their wilderness wanderings, and now the transfer of leadership from Moses to Joshua, and God giving them that assurance, you're going to go over into the promised land, I will be with you when you go. And not only that, I'm going to divide Jordan and heap the water up, and you're going to go over on dry ground. The Ark of the Covenant, so important here. The Ark of the Covenant, which represents the Shekinah, the glory of God, the presence of God, the power of God, that shall lead you across into the promised land. How important is that? No matter what happens in 2022, we want the Shekinah glory of God, God's glory, to go before us. We want His hand to be upon all that we do. We want His steps to lead our way and our path and direct all that we do in the year of 2022. And so when you look at it here, I want to make a few observations about this text. It's really here. Look at it in verse 4. The gateway of a new year, it says here in this verse, that you've never passed this way before. And when you think about that, how do you enter into a new year? How shall we tread the unknown path of the new year that lies in front of us? What are the expectations? You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes you can have the greatest expectations, you can have the greatest plans in the world, and you can have everything written out in kind of direction, and somehow God sometimes intervenes in that, and things don't unfold exactly like you and I planned or thought or that it would. And so the key here, I really think, no matter what happens, is that our faith is in God, we trust Him, and we enter into a new year following the Lord Jesus Christ and whatever He has before us. So the path is unknown, and the child of God can enter the new year. I'm going to show you this verse. Hang on to Joshua here, but go over to the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, that we can enter the new year with confidence. That we can enter the new year, that the same God that led Moses through the Red Sea is the same God that led Joshua and Israel through the River Jordan, is the same God that is going to lead you and I into a new year and all those that believe in Him and trust in Him. In Hebrews chapter 13, and you get down to in verse 8, Jesus Christ, notice this now, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has not changed. The same God that led Moses is the same God that led Joshua, is the same God that will lead you and I, that led us through this last year, that will lead us this year in 2022 into a new year. So the gateway to a new year, ye have never passed this way before. And so exciting things lie ahead, and we just need to learn to trust the Lord and what He has to unfold. So secondly, I want you to think about this. The future brings with it, you know, I don't know about you. My kids. When I'm talking to my son Jeremy, you got to watch Jeremy, because when you're watching movies with Jeremy, Jeremy always remembers the punchlines. You know, you can bring up a movie and he'll get the punchlines just right. I don't know, but one of the movies I always enjoy seeing. What's the horse that won the race by a? Oh man, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Secretariat, the movie. There's another movie there. I can't think of it. Seabiscuit. There you go, Seabiscuit. Look at that. Oh, she may be little, but she is mighty. And all this thing. So when I watch that movie, Seabiscuit, I love that movie. I don't know why. But the guy that's in that movie talks about the future. And you remember that? And I can't remember his name or whatever, but talks about the automobiles are coming out. You still got the horses and all that or whatever. And the future is bright. A lot of them looked at him like he was crazy and didn't believe that. You know, our future is bright. And just stands out. 2022 is going to be a great year. Don't get caught up in all that's going on around you and drag you down or put you in fear or get you to not live your life to the fullest and realize we have the same God that led Moses. We have the same God that led Joshua. We have the same God that led all the prophets down through time. And he is still on the throne with just as much power and might as he ever had before. And so 2022 is going to be a great year. We're going to see what God's going to do, what he's going to unfold. And we got to believe and we got to have faith. And the Bible simply says in Hebrews chapter 11 that it says it's impossible to please God unless you please him by faith. So we look at 2022 as going to be a great year, but with it comes new responsibilities. It's an opportunity you can for homes and families. And, you know, a lot of families have been impacted by a lot of the events that unfolded in 2020 and 2021. And to be able to create a home, you know, I don't know about you. Opportunities lie all around us. Everywhere I go, people are looking to hire. And there's jobs, there's employment, there's opportunity to make money, there's opportunity to have careers. There's so much opportunity in the world that we live in. So 2022 allows many people to have many new opportunities. And then it's also an opportunity to be responsible in our Christian living. And that new opportunities for soul winning, you need to look at it as an opportunity in 2022. Who in your family, who in your friends, who in your neighborhood is not yet saved and not yet knowing the Lord? That should be your goal and your priority in 2022, to get the gospel to them so they can hear the gospel and come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So great opportunities in 2022 to witness and share your faith. To be responsible in evangelizing, getting that out. There's opportunities for new challenges along the way. You know, one of the things I always enjoy as a pastor, and a lot of times I never say nothing or never whatever, but I watch, because I watch the congregation week after week, year after year. And I can take and look at the, when I get to the end of the year and I look back on the year, I can say, you know what, this person's a lot different than they were a year ago. They have grown in the Lord. Their faith has grown in the Lord. They're a lot stronger in their Christianity, a lot stronger in their faith. And sad to say, along the way, there's been some that have given up on Christianity in 2021. There are some that have thrown in the towel and quit along the way. Whatever you do, don't quit. Don't give up. No matter how hard the hardship is, no matter how hard the struggle is, no matter what the circumstances you go through, you will get through whatever you're going through. Just have faith in God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's opportunities and to see people grow in their faith. And everything we do should allow us to be able to. I'm excited to see what Faith Bible Institute is going to grow. Gives people an opportunity to grow in their faith. Sunday school hours, Bible studies, and different things. There's opportunities for you to grow in the Lord in 2022. And it's a great year to study the Bible. It's a great year to be able to pray. Ron is absolutely right. You know, you when you look around, you know who your prayer warriors are, and you want to be able to get something out, send them a message and ask them to pray. And one of the greatest ministries in all the church, people don't realize this, but, you know, it was really great to be in the Christmas Eve service, because I looked over and here sat Bobby Scott. Bobby Scott has been confined at home for all this year. And Cheryl, her daughter, I don't know if Cheryl's here this morning, but brought her mom to church at the Christmas Eve service. And I said, man, it's so good to see you. And she's been homebound for a whole year and to be able to get out. And so, you know, I really believe our shut-ins, a lot of our older people in our congregation, what a great ministry to be prayer warriors and just the power of prayer and that and whatever God puts on in your life that you can reach out to those and to pray. So the future brings opportunity. And it'll be interesting to see what opportunity God puts in front of us along the way. Let's go back to Joshua chapter 3 here. And here's point number 3 is no detours from tough duty are available. By that meaning, you know, there had to be some that sat here and looked at this Jordan, the River Jordan, and that and realized, how are we going to get across that? Can you imagine all the chitter-chatter that's going on when they stood and looked at the Red Sea? Here we are, we're boxed in. They already started complaining. Moses, you led us all the way out here to the Red Sea, and now Pharaoh and all his armies got us boxed in. We're going to die here, and we wish we had stayed back in Egypt, but you brought us out here to die in the wilderness. Same thing, you get here to Jordan. Some of them now, they're going to look at this and look at the negative side of it, but you and I need to look at the positive side of it. Jordan lay right in front of the Israelites, but there was no turning back. Look at this in verse 3. And they commanded, Joshua 3:3, and they commanded the people, saying, "You see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, the priests and the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it." I love those words, "and go after it." What is it? Talking about the Ark of the Covenant, going after God. Don't lay your vessels down. Don't lay down. Don't just become complacent about the Lord's work or whatever. But whatever it is, follow God's leadership, and He'll show you what to do in the new year of 2022. So no detours. And Jordan, decide now to follow Christ. Decide now not to have any turning back. No matter what you do, no matter how hard it gets, do not quit. Don't quit. I look back. I could sit and make a list of people this year in 2021 that decided to quit going to church, quit reading their Bible, quit praying, and many of them turned their, have gone the other way. A lot of my time is spent as a pastor trying to encourage people. You need to go to church. Get back to church. Serve God. Put God first. Get back to your Bible. Get back to your prayer life. It's the fundamentals of the faith. Trying to encourage people. And, we ought never to set in judgment of that. I don't know about you. This coronavirus has brought along difficulties for many. I saw a thing the other morning. It was on Fox News early in the morning that said our congregations across America are down in their attendances now. Taking all denominations of all faiths, like 22%. So when you think about that, this coronavirus, as bad as it's been, but realizing that, has knocked some people out of church and maybe out of church for good. Don't know that. If you know somebody that's not back in church yet, I'd encourage you in 2022 to reach out to them, let them know, hey, we miss you. Hey, go to church. Hey, get back in your Bible. Get back to the Lord's house. Get back to serving God. I love what he said here as they crossed into Jordan is keep your eye on the Shekinah glory of God and follow after that. And then the Bible says, go after it. Don't quit. Don't quit no matter what. So no detours along the way. Decide now to follow Christ. And no turning back, no matter what the obstacles are. Obstacles are like the flooded Jordan are to God. No obstacles at all. What you and I see as an obstacle, not an obstacle to God. You and I just need to look at it. Sometimes we'll go along the way, an obstacle will hit, and a door will close, or something will happen, and it can discourage you. Don't get discouraged. Because if God closes one door, he's probably going to open up another one. It just maybe means, or if he doesn't say yes to whatever you're praying to, just wait a little bit and see what God's going to do. Because he always does everything in his own time, in his own way, and for your best interest along the way. So when you look at it, no detours from the toughness that comes along the way. Notice in verse 5 here, point number 4, preparations are necessary to enter the new year. You need to be prepared for the new year. Now, I don't know about you. I guess I never got much into New Year's resolutions. Over the years, you do a resolution. If you want to resolve to do something, base it on the Bible. Base it on the Word of God. Base it on and make it realistic that you're going to resolve to do something. And whatever it is, your Bible study, your prayer time in your life, opportunities that God lays in front of you. But preparations, notice in verse 5, and here's how Joshua said it. Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves. There's the preparation. Set aside yourselves. Sanctify yourselves. We need to sanctify ourselves for 2022 for the work that the Lord has in store for us. We need to, number one, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, purge ourselves from all sin. Whatever you're doing, whatever bad habit, whatever sin, and God knows our hearts. God knows the sin in our lives. Whatever that is, it's a good opportunity to put 2021 behind us. Say, God, you know what? I'm gonna wipe a slate clean. I'm going to make new decisions. I'm going to try to get rid of old bad habits and try to create new good habits along the way. I'm going to resolve to do things based on the Word of God, and I'm going to move forward as a changed person in 2022. Make a determined decision to be able to do that. Preparation here, how Joshua told the people is sanctify yourself. In other words, set yourself aside, set yourself apart, determine to do that which is the right thing to do. So we need to purge ourselves from sin and bad habits and things that drag us down. And then we need to forget the past and look to the future. You can't live in the past. And the past, you know, you can sit here, nothing wrong with remembering the good times and that. The past is the past. And life, do you ever notice how life moves on so quickly? And you just got to be able to move forward. Whatever's happened has happened. And that along the way. Do the best. If you need to grieve, grieve. If you need to spend time in prayer, spend time in prayer. But we need to forget the past and look to the future. The future, I really believe, looks bright from what God has in store for all of you and I. I always want to look at the bright side of it and see what great things God is going to do in the year of 2022. So you got to ask yourself then the question, well, what will the new year bring forth? What's going to come at us? Doesn't make any difference. I have no idea. So by that meaning, whatever 2022 delivers to us, by faith we're going to understand that God is still on the throne. We're still going to follow Him. We're still going to serve Him. We're still going to go after it and follow the Shekinah glory of God. I have no idea. I remember it would be 2 years ago this March. A lot of our world changed, and the whole world changed. And by that meaning, when this thing come on, so I have no idea what's going to happen. Don't have no idea if another pandemic will ever hit or whatever happens along the way. And politics, that can be, that can be up and down in every which way. But we need to realize, and all that's going on, no idea of how 2022 is going to unfold. No one can tell. But a believer can say, I know not what tomorrow will bring forth, but I know Him who holds all the tomorrows in His hand. So keep your eye on the Shekinah glory of God. Keep your eye on God no matter what happens along the way. And yes, the journey sometimes gets difficult. It can be the loss of a loved one. It can be the loss of a family member. It can be a financial difficulty. It can be maybe a major health crisis, whatever. There's a lot of things that could happen along the way. Whatever that is, nobody can know. But we only have once to travel through this world. And therefore, we need to let us live for that same purpose of following and keeping your eye on the Lord. Let's go over, let me show you a verse over in Matthew on the Sermon on the Mount. What path will you follow in the year? Some attractive roads. You got to be really careful because I think sin can become attractive. Sin can be enticing. Sin can suck you in. Sin can get you to take a wrong turn along the way. Matthew chapter 7, you get down to verse 13. And some very, though attractive roads lead from the Lord. It says here, enter ye in, the Bible says, at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go there thereat. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it. So some ways lead through affliction. You know, affliction, sometimes God uses that and brings out the best in things. And so if you become afflicted, that's not always a bad thing. Sometimes that can be a good thing. You will find out your real faith and how solid you are in your Christian faith when affliction does hit. You'll find out how strong your faith is and how well you keep that balance. So you should travel the road here in verse 14 that Christ set, because straight is the gate, narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You know, a man gave me some advice back, I'm trying to think what year it was, in the early 70s, president of our Bible college. And he always said this, good, and I've practiced it, tried to use it in my life all these years since Bible school in the early 70s. And he simply said this, Dr. Owen put it in such a way that he said, don't ever make major decisions about life. If you're going through a valley, if you're sick, if you're going through a major crisis or whatever like that, let the dust clear. Let things settle. Get past that a little bit, but never make life-changing decisions when you're in the middle of a crisis, when you're in the middle of a valley, when you're in the middle of a storm. Because I'll have to do a check with myself from time to time. And because like anybody else, we're all emotional creatures. And you can get up and you can get down and you can get discouraged and you can get all kinds of things. You can run the whole gamut of all these emotions. And I always give myself a check and balance. Say, Rick, today's not the day to make that decision. Rick, this week is not the day this week to make that kind of a decision. So then you got to wait. You got to let the dust clear. You got to let the emotions level out. You got to let things settle in. And then you try to make a godly, wise decision and whatever the Lord would lead you to do. So the path you follow along the way you should travel is follow the road that Christ laid out in front of us. And then this last thought here is on this beginning of the new year, there are some things that we should forget. Let us forget the little irritations and frustrations of life. Does everybody get irritated? Yeah, everybody will get irritated once in a while. Something may come along and frustrate you once in a while. But let that pass. And don't get hung up on that. Let us forget any prejudices or any resentments, or let us forget any bitterness or any suspicions or anything along the way. Let those go and start a new year fresh and clean. 2022 has a great year in front of us. So it's true what Joshua said here. We have not passed this way heretofore. And so as we enter into a new year, I think, I really look at it and believe the Bible is the same Bible that God's Word gave to us that we've had down through the years. We have the Bible, the Word of God. We're still here. We have the Church of Jesus Christ. We still have opportunities that lies. And the darker this world becomes, the more the gospel light needs to shine, and the more people need to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So time is of an essence. Could be the year that the Lord Jesus is going to come. Could be the year that, who knows what's going to unfold this year. So as we bring this year to a close, I kind of wanted to do something a little bit different as we wrap the service up. Rather than do our normal invitation today, I thought maybe it'd be wise that we just maybe take a moment here as a congregation and pray out the old year and pray in the new year. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. I hope you're with me on this. And we'll do it this way. If you want to stay in your seat, you can stay in your seat. And if you'd like to join at the altar, some of you like to come to the altar, you come. If you want to come and sit on the front row, you can welcome to come and sit on the front row. And so why don't we take a moment as we do that, new beginnings, a new year, and a new opportunity, and then I'll call on two or three to lead us in prayer. So why don't we just stand together for a moment? We'll let people, if you'd like to come and pray, you're welcome to come, step out and come right now, right at this moment. If you want to come and sit here on the front row, you can do that. If you want to sit back there, you can do that. But I thought we as a congregation would just take a moment and pray out the old year and then pray in a new year and kind of finish our services this year as the last worship service in the year of 2021. So I'm going to ask Brother Jim Monroe, chairman of our deacons, maybe if Jim would start us off and lead us in prayer. And then I'll just open it up. Anybody that would like to pray, you're welcome to pray. If we need a microphone, we can get one. But Jim, if you lead us off in prayer. Let me get you a microphone. Larry, which one? This one? That's yellow?
Grab this pink one here.
This pink one? All right. So I'm going to turn this microphone on. Be patient with us. We got time. You got a green light. Jim's going to lead us in prayer. And then if you'd like to pray, I'll hand you a microphone if you'd like. Or you can pray sitting there, right there, as you will. And Jim, you lead us in prayer today, please, sir.
Father, we don't know what's ahead of us coming into the new year, whether this virus is going to be a pest to us, whether we're going to have a rapture or whether we're going to be sick. Lord, it's just going into a new year is just with faith that you're going to watch over, you're going to protect us. We're going to look forward to you for guidance. We're going to read your word, being able to pray and talk to you. Lord, there's just so many things that we love to do, and we just thank you that we have the privilege of talking to you and asking you to watch over us, protect us, and to guide us as we go into the new year. Lord, we just pray that we might see some of our old saints come back and to worship with us again. We pray for our visitors as they come here that they might join in with us. We thank you for our live streaming and being able to beam the signal out into the homes. And we just pray, Lord, that this will be a means of being able to see more come to Christ. Lord, we thank you for going into this new year and keep us safe, keep us healthy, and help us to be honoring to you as we go. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ladies, you're welcome to pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do just come to you today as a congregation, and even though there are some people that are not here today, I know that their hearts are involved with this church, and we just pray right now that we can all understand that you are in control, and you have always been in control, and that we, if we just leave it in your hands, things work out very well. And I know you know the future. We cannot see it, but you have planned it, you've arranged it, and you're allowing us that time to go through it, and I thank you for that. Lord, this January we are doing a planning of doing the 31 days of prayer reading and writing the verses out and trying to memorize them. And Lord, and I do thank you for any opportunity that we can get that might help us in our walk with you. And I just pray right now that everybody will be on board with this, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be too hard to do. And we just ask you just give us the right time and the right place to study your word, and we just look forward to how we all come away as stronger individuals, stronger believers, and stronger peoples as we can go out and witness for others around the world, or around our neighborhood anyway. We just leave it all in your hands, and I just thank you for all you have done for us. That's in Jesus' name.
Who would be next? Anybody else that will lead us in prayer? Okay, Brother Neil.
Heavenly Father, what a privilege we have to come to you in prayer whenever we feel the urge. We know you're always there. What a privilege it is to call you our Father and to know that you hear us when our earthly fathers didn't. We thank you for another year that you've seen us through, for those that have gone through the COVID, those that have been working to avoid it. We thank you for how you have cared for them. Shut-ins, Lord, that are not here today and haven't come out for many Sundays, we would pray for them especially today. Help them to know that we are praying for their welfare, their comfort. We thank you for the caregivers that have had strength to wait on those that have been in need. Thank you, God, for the faithfulness of family members and friends. Thank you for our church, Lord, for its ministry and its faithfulness through the COVID season. For those that have come out and have not had to face the COVID, though they may have had a fear of it, God, our fears are always taken care of because you care for us, and you'll see us through every circumstance and every situation of life. And as we think of the circumstances during this past year, how we thank you for seeing us through it, and we know that 2022 is going to bring some new experiences that many of us have never gone through. We ask for strength even ahead of time, God, to see our way through it. And as our church reaches its 65th year of existence, we would praise your name today for that opportunity to have been here to affect so many families and homes and lives. We ask you to continue to give direction to our pastor, to the deacon board, to those that have a leadership position, and go before us today, tomorrow, and the rest of the days of our life. And we'll continue to thank you, and praise your name. Thank you, God.
Lord, we thank you for all the new people that have come to our church. And Lord, for the health each one of us has been given. Many of us have been sick, but Lord, so many of us have been carried through this bad time. And Lord, we thank thee for our church and for the love of our people. We thank thee for our pastor. And we pray, Lord, that in the coming year that you would continue to give us the love of each other. And Lord, that the many that aren't here would realize the need to be here and to be with their church people that love them, and that we can support them in many ways. And Lord, we thank thee for saving us. For each one of us here this morning that knows thee, God, that is the precious thing that all of us can attest to. And Lord, we thank thee now that thou wilt watch over us and take each one of us home safely. And we would give thee all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Let 2022 be the year that all the people, the neighbors, friends, relatives who are not saved, that we know, that we begin by praying for their salvation. They're going to spend eternity without God unless we can help them come to know him. So if as we pray for them, then we listen for God's voice to direct us what to do next towards their salvation. Pray that we'll see many more people come to know you and be able to be with us forever in your grace, in your house, in your glory. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
With every head bowed and every eye closed, anyone else like to pray? I don't want to cut anybody short. Okay. Brother Neil, could you help me out?
Father, I was brought to this church this year for some reason, and it's helped me to have some new beginnings, and I've been able to come here and play in the lawn out back. I've had a few meals here with people, and I've met some very nice people, and Pastor Rick seems great. I'd like to also praise Joan and Bruce Lego for helping me out, especially driving me selflessly to church and back home again, no matter what the weather so far. And it's been really grateful that they're offering their services to me. There's many nice, caring people here. I thank God for helping me through this year, and I pray for all of you that you believe that God will help you through your struggles, no matter what they are, and that this will be a blessed year for all of us. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are here humbly ask you to be with us in the coming year, to help us to be mindful of your presence, the presence of your Spirit in us, to help us to understand not only we have the relationship with you, the father and the children relationship with you, but also we are to develop a close fellowship with you. And help us to understand that it is that fellowship with you that brings your love, your peace, and your strength to us. Difficulties will always happen in any time, but it is that love, that peace, and the strength of yours that sustain us to overcome everything coming our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's stand together, if you will. If you will, is there a closing chorus song, anything, just a chorus, anything comes to your mind? You're really good at this. I don't know if it's thank you, Lord, or something else, but maybe you can lead us in one.
Sure, let's sing the chorus of this song. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior.
Serve a great God. Amen. Being Christmas, there's no service tonight, no service midweek. So we'll see you next year, which is just next Sunday, January 2nd. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Good to see you in church today. God bless you.
Christ was born, and God sent.